My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
You are not allowed to be in a bad mood.
Furious today.
I will not allow it.
Too bad.
I've already told you, there's no such thing as a bad day. We're not doing that. We're
not
doing
it.
Especially not today. Camp is open.
Love it.
You kidding me?
Sometimes when you are angry, those are the best days.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I'm angry, Jeff.
I am angry, Jeff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jeff, if you're out there, because I love that drop, call in, Jeff, because I am angry today.
What are you so mad about?
I mean, where do I begin?
Camp is open.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk is there. That has been confirmed. TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal coach, is going to join us.
Big.
The sun is shining. What a perfect, perfect day. We don't have to stress about the Giants anymore. We're done there.
Oh, we're done?
We're done.
We're not done.
Well, listen, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
I want to start with Brandon Ayuk. And we're going to play a bunch of the sound for you. Kyle Shanahan, who, by the way...
A lot of stuff today.
His stuff game was turned all the way up.
So great.
Would it be okay the next time we talk to Kyle? I don't know if I'm going to get the chance to do it tomorrow or not. I probably got a boogie out of there in Santa Clara before he talks. I don't know. But if I ever get sort of like an opportunity to talk to Kyle when it's not in a setting where people are waiting for real questions, I want to know if he hears himself. And stuff. Like, do you know how often you say and stuff? I want to know, like, do you know that we count them when you get interviewed? I'd love to ask him that question.
I would love to ask him a question in an open forum as Kyle. Ask him a question with all the stuff.
What would your question be?
I'm just wondering and stuff about, what your plans are at wide receiver and stuff. If Ayuk is not ready and stuff to come into camp and stuff. And I know Pearsall's on the NFI and stuff. And so is it going to be a chance and stuff for maybe Trent Taylor and to come in and stuff? And maybe be a, you know, what's your wide receiver plan and stuff?
And that's a great question.
That is a good question, yeah. Let's see if I can get some stuffs here. Here's Kyle Shanahan on how Ayuk potentially missing some camp time could impact his play in the regular season.
Anytime you, I mean, don't get a practice like you're used to, and to, I mean, the NFL season's real hard. So anytime you don't really get to prepare the right way in training camp, it's a challenge for all those players. And the tons of players have gone through it. Some have bigger challenges than others. Each one's different. You know, I don't remember Debo missing much. I think we got him done the first couple days, from what I remember. Bosa, just, you know, the way a D lineman is, I think it's a little bit different. But then getting in football shape, no matter how hard you work out, it's tough. It's tough to catch up throughout the season. So both of those guys have their individual experiences with it. It never helps, but it's something that's not a new thing. It's something you got to deal with.
Okay, no stuffs in that one, but I heard a bunch today, so we'll have more from Kyle Shanahan. And then here's John Lynch, and this is a back and forth with our buddy Tim Kawakami with regard to the latest. Is Ayuk reporting, and what is the state of negotiations?
Has Ayuk reported? Do you expect him to report if he hasn't?
Well, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. You know, we started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize it. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame, but, you know, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
Okay, and he has officially reported. There, to me, is only, if you take, and that was 37 seconds, if you take anything from it, just grab the last two words and move on with your day. We hope that you don't stay here and listen to Willard and Dibs. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and Brandon's personal coach and our friend TJ Houshmandzadeh will be here in 45 minutes. But did you hear the last two words that John Lynch said when
The
last two words when he talked about Brandon Ayuk being a big part of this team. Did you catch the last two words?
Tell me what they were.
Let's hear it one more time. I want everyone to listen for the last two words.
Has Ayuk reported? Do you expect him to report if he hasn't?
Well, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. You know, we started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize it. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame. But, you know, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
We expect that he will be this year.
This year.
This year.
This year. There's your two words. It's all you need to know. It's the only thing anybody's thinking about right now, and it should be. And now, I'm not calling the Niners disingenuous. Do they want to sign him to an extension? Maybe, probably. Have they offered him something? Maybe, probably. Am I 100% sure that they have? No, I'm really not. Because I also know that while they're being straightforward to the level that they can be, I don't take what's happening at press conferences to be gospel and a Bible. It's just not. And so the 49ers absolutely, unequivocally are using the leverage that they have, which is we are trying desperately to win the Super Bowl this year. And we've got a lot of things to figure out after that, and we will figure them out after that. And that might mean that Brandon is still a Niner, and it might not. And everybody's just going to have to, like, be like Steve Wilkes. Be built for this.
And I don't know if Brandon is built for it.
Might not
be. He's going to have to be. And if this is the situation where they're not going to extend him another offer, or they're not going to come to terms and he's going to play out the fifth-year option, then he really has no option, which is why he reported today to camp. Because if you're Brandon Ayuk, you understand that the big bag does not happen now. If it doesn't happen now, it only happens at the end of one more really good, productive year, and maybe it doesn't happen as a Niner. And that's something that only you can control based on your effort and your productivity.
Yeah. This has gone very well for the San Francisco 49ers. Watch the breadcrumbs. Just look at the breadcrumbs and kind of see what they've been doing. And for me, again, we talked about it yesterday. The doc on Netflix, I found helpful. Conversations with others who have been through this before, like TJ, who we'll have another one with here coming up, have been helpful. But when you when you start to put the puzzle pieces together with the 49ers are listening to trade offers on their wide receivers, and then it was, but they've told Debo. Debo's been promised that he won't be traded. And then the next thing was, actually, no, Debo might be traded. And then you come out of the draft, and what do? First-round pick. Let's do a wide receiver. Actually, let's get another one in the fourth round, too, just to be sure. All right, so now we got a couple of new young wide receivers that we really like. And you come out of the draft, and you go, you've got this trade talk. Silliness. We never really were considering that at all. Then a line of teams come out and go, well, that's funny, because we were in a conversation with you that got pretty far, but we offered you a second, you wanted a first, and Brandon's over here the whole time on social media going, this is really making me mad. And so he goes on a public tour trying to sort of curry favor in the whole thing, skips OTAs. But again, what has sort of been a theme between you and me on this show? Don't listen to the words. Watch the actions.
Yeah.
They drafted a wide receiver with their first round draft pick. Forget who called the Steelers and where Jaden Daniels is in TikTok. Forget it. That's all the noise. They drafted a wide receiver with their first round pick. That tells you that they are getting ready to move on from one of their current wide receivers. They don't want to do it this year, and they are going to be beyond hesitant with the idea of signing up for either one of them longer than they currently already are. And so they keep all their options. All of everything's still on the table.
Yeah, and according to Ian Rappaport, on his Twitter at Rap Sheet, the team has not held extensive contract talks since May. And because of that, Ayuk has requested a trade. And that's a tweet that came about 3.5 hours ago. And so you think about that. And if they've not held extensive contract talks since May, that's now 2 months removed. And that's where you get Ayuk getting mad. And that's where you get, they say they don't want me. And that's where you get him requesting a trade. And now here we are at camp and there have been no contract talks. And it does kind of parallel the Klay Thompson journey, I think, about, you know, the contract that was reportedly offered back in October. And Ayuk was reportedly offered $26 million a year back in about May, I think, the Mike Silver report. And, you know, whether or not that was true or not, since then, it's been all quiet on the Western front. Same thing with Klay. And then Klay got to a point where he wanted to go elsewhere. And unfortunately for Brandon, he doesn't have that opportunity now, but he probably will in January or February or March.
888-957-9570. We'd love to take your calls today. What do you want the Niners to do? Like, as we sit here now today, gathering information, listening to what you're hearing them say, knowing that Brandon has actually reported, is reported to camp on time, like, how do you want to see this play out? What do you want him to do?
For me?
Yeah.
I want them to have him play the fifth-year option. And it's uncomfortable, and it's unfortunate, but I think the alternative is you give him whatever the amount of money is, 26, 28, doesn't even matter. But then you get to the end of the year, and either he or Debo is going to have to go. Without a doubt, that's going to have to happen. So for me, I want them to have him play on his contract, fifth-year option, $14 million, as you mentioned, more than he's made his first 4 years combined. You play for 14, you go out and have a year like you did last year, now you're going to get a free agent contract, and maybe it's not with the Niners, maybe you get to go be a Commanders. And then the Niners get a third-round comp pick as a result in the 2026 draft, and that's the way you go about it.
Or you tag him.
I don't want them to tag him.
Why not?
Because
it could have him for another year.
That's a losing proposition for
why?
Me.
Why?
Because then you're paying him $27 million, $26 for 1 year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so then you're paying Debo $28 and you're paying Brandon $27 under the tag. Or
for 1 year?
Right. To me, that's not necessary. You drafted Ricky Pearsall. And unless you really blew that draft pick.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
We don't yet.
What if he's no good?
I would rather have them have him play under the 14.1, and at the end of the year, whatever happens, happens, and let him move on. Let him go somewhere where he can get 185 targets, because I think that is more what he wants to do. I think that's the player that he could become. I can't put myself in his mind, but this offense, it makes no sense to pay two wide receivers that kind of money.
Yeah, I don't know that Brandon, you know, I know we talk about that. Brandon would like to go where he gets more targets. I mean, sure, anybody wants more targets, but I really, like, I think this is just about money. I don't think it's about anything else. I think Brandon would be just thrilled with his not as many targets as you get if you play for Jacksonville. Like, I think he'd be just thrilled. As long as he gets his money. And
TJ said, TJ Houshmandzadeh, yeah, who joins us at the top of the hour, he said he just wants to win.
And well, he wants his
bag.
Money.
He wants his bag, of course. I mean, but he also wants to win.
Well, I mean, that's why I do wonder what was actually offered to Brandon. I really do. I do wonder. Because while ego is strong and the need for respect is very high, all of that is intoxicating and it's at a huge level in pro sports, and I get it. As a wide receiver, if you're truly being offered 5 years at $26 million to play with Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy and Trent Williams and Christian McKay, like if you're really being offered that and you're like, nah, I'm gonna play 20 more games, put my body on the line for 20 more games in the hopes of getting 28 and a half and playing with the Broncos. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, you're
just
playing.
Just depends what that guaranteed number is, too, right?
But you're playing a hell of a game of chicken, man.
For sure.
You're playing a hell of a game of chicken.
Or if you're Ayuk and you play this year for 14.1 guaranteed, and then they tag you for 26, that's also guaranteed.
Yep.
That's $40 million guaranteed for the next 2 years if they want to go that route.
Right.
As opposed to maybe he had a 4 year deal on the table, 4 years and 104, but only 30 of it was guaranteed.
From John Lynch, more from Kyle Shanahan that you're going to want to hear. We'll have that for you next. We'd love your calls. Now that you know all that you know, and now that you know that Ayuk is here, what do you want the Niners to do in the month of August with the wide receiver situation? 888-957-9570. TJ Houshmandzadeh in about a half hour. We're sponsored by Safeway, Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You want an injury update?
Bring it.
You want some information?
You won't. We get the doc today?
Do we?
We should. It's Tuesday.
Is Pandia coming on today? That's going to be a no from him, dog.
Okay.
Friday.
He ducked us last week.
Well, that was on us, not him.
That's on him.
Why? We left.
Let's go, Pan.
He didn't duck us. We ducked him.
Let's go, Doc Pan.
He was here ready to roll at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday, and we were like, we're not here.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right. So, some information about some names that matter to us. Let's start with Ricky Pearsall. Everyone saw him pop up on that non-football injury list.
Popped on the pup.
And we did hear the report. It's not expected to be all that serious. The 49ers are expecting to have Pearsall back next week. So nothing this week from Ricky, but next week, thumbs up on Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
So deep breath there.
Ooh.
Next one. Talanoa Hufanga? Hufanga's goal, not expectation, goal is to be ready for week one. So that's sort of the timeline that we're working with Hufanga. Next, Drake Jackson. This is according to Matty Maiocco, said that he expects to be practicing in the offseason program, but that didn't happen, and he is yet to be cleared from patellar tendon surgery.
Mm, not good.
So there's some mystery there. And then the big one. Don't forget about Dre. Dre Greenlaw expects to miss multiple games. So, is that surprising? No. But when you get that announcement on July 23rd, they can already tell you, as of July 23rd, this person is going to miss multiple regular season games. God, don't you have to plan for the whole... You got to plan for the year. I think you have to plan.
Yeah. Now depends again, where he starts.
I'm not saying he's going to miss the year, but what I'm saying is I if I hear that on July 23rd, that tells me I'm going to have a hard time in training camp planning the year and thinking that Dre Greenlaw at a high level is something that will ever happen. Maybe, but I don't. Can you count on it?
No, and it depends on where he lands as we break camp, because if he lands on the pup, the physically unable to perform list, that would indicate that he's going to miss just a number of games and he'll be back. If he lands on IR, that means he's gone for the majority of the year, and then he gets a 21-day window where they can open his practice window, and at that point, he can then possibly return. And I would imagine he's going to land on IR. He's not going to land on the pup list.
Possibly.
The pup list is a little bit more of a short-term thing. And I would imagine if they're telling you now in July that he's going to miss a handful of games, that means he's going to miss probably at least half the year. Minimum half the year.
Yeah, I mean, it means he's nowhere near ready. And it couldn't be. Right. Of course not. Forget all the Aaron Rodgers stuff you heard last year. This is how long an Achilles takes. And so I am preparing myself. You can do what you want. I'm preparing myself to expect nothing from Dre Greenlaw this year. Because I also don't even know when he comes back, what's he going to look like? Because from what I'm told, from what I see, from what I hear, as soon as you come back from that injury, it's not like you're 100%. It's not like you just boom, turn a key and go. It doesn't work that way. So I am, as a fan, preparing for Dre Greenlaw to not be Dre Greenlaw this year. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and that, I think, would be a fair thing to expect because he got hurt in February, and if it takes 9 to 12 months, well, 12 months would be next year's Super Bowl, God willing that the Niners are there, and if it's 9 months, that means you're into mid-November, and that would be just a return to actually being able to move, and 9 months would be aggressive coming off the Achilles.
Yeah, very.
So I think that expecting him to miss the whole year is the safe bet.
I'm glad you brought that up. God willing, the 49ers are there. Okay, let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I think that this is actually, once we get by the drama of the Brandon Ayuk situation and the would you and the won't you and the money and the soap opera, I think the much bigger story for the 49ers this year is that, is the idea of the anthill complex, which is, you knock over an anthill, what do the ants do? They immediately start building the anthill back up again. And we as human beings are always impressed by that, because that's not how we roll. We have to wallow in our own misery.
The five stages.
Right? Go through the grief, and then woe is me.
Denial.
And then you need some friends to help you, and you need a drink, and all of that stuff that we go through. And it's true. How many people have you talked to this offseason that are just like, I can't even imagine. Grandy told me earlier, are you still waiting on the last episode of Receivers? You won't watch it, right? Because you know what's coming.
Yeah, I haven't been able to convince myself to watch yet because I am still too emotional about it.
Okay. Even though you know what happens.
Even though I know what happens, I just do not need to relive that again. Yeah. At least I'm not ready yet.
5.5 months. That tells me that's a man who has not gone through all the stages of grief yet. And I get it.
Are you still in denial? Because acceptance is one of the big ones. And they don't all go in the same order. There's anger. There's bargaining. Oh, if only Kyle knew the overtime rules, maybe things would be different. You know.
Yeah, maybe it's denial. I don't know what the hell I'm in. I'm just struggling.
Not acceptance.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like acceptance.
Well,
and
that's
where
Fred Warner was. We talked to him yesterday, and he's accepted it, and he is the head ant in that anthill analogy, which is a good one, and he's already started building that anthill.
But understand that is, A, mentally very, very hard. And then B, and this is the part that really sucks. Oh, gosh, this is the part I hate saying out loud, because I'm going to sound like I'm trying to come from a certain angle, and I'm really not. But here's the real. Like, they're probably not going to the Super Bowl this year. They're probably not going. That's how many things are working against you to get to a Super Bowl. It's so hard to get there. You have to have so many things work your way. And then even when they do, sometimes you still need balls to bounce off of someone's helmet and fall right in the right spot.
And you need a quarterback to not have his arm fall off.
Exactly right.
You know?
Like, they're...
They've been to three straight NFC title games. You lose against LA in kind of a weird one where that thing was there for the taking.
Yep.
Brock Purdy's arm falls off, and you lose in Philly. And then you have to scurry back against the Lions. It took a pep talk from a Mill Valley teenage girl to get you into a space where you thought that maybe they could do it. It took my mother-in-law to scoop up my one-year-old baby and take her out of the room. It took D'Amador Lenore's smoke alarm to be broken. It took so many fluky, superstitious things to make that happen. And yet you still couldn't win the Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan on dealing with the emotions of losing the Super Bowl and then trying to do it again.
I think that is the tough things about going to the Super Bowl and stuff, and whether you win or lose, how long it takes to deal with some of the things that you put off all the way to February, the recovery you need just mentally and physically. But when you get to this point, it all kind of feels the same. If you would ask me this 40 days ago, I'd been like, oh, I need a little bit more time. But now that I've been away from this building, and everyone really has, and we've gone 40 days with our family, it's time to get back. I know my family wants me back bad in here, and I'm ready to start doing some things besides going to the beach with them.
Okay, all right. So now those are his words, And I get it, and that's a fun thing to always say. Boy, yeah, the family is really excited that I'm out of the house. All right, Mike Florio on the morning roast yesterday. Take a listen to this with regard to the idea of having to climb the mountain again.
I remember 4 years ago there was a preseason event, and Kyle Shanahan was asked, what does he want for the 49ers this year? And he says he wants to have a 10-point lead with, you know, 7 minutes left and finish the job. And I made the point that that's the easy part. You get a 10-point lead with 7 minutes left in the Super Bowl, that's coasting, or at least it's supposed to be. The hard part is going back to 0-0. Dennis Green, the former Vikings coach, and he was a 49ers assistant at one point, he called it the Valley of 0-0. Every team gets dragged back down to the Valley of 0-0, and you have to do it all over again. Look what happened in 2020 after they went to the Super Bowl the last time. All those injuries with the back-to-back games on that horrible surface at MetLife Stadium. The season can get easily derailed for any team at any time. 0-0, the climb from 0-0 to the one seed is not easy. It's a long, hard fight, and then you get to single eliminations.
So say it with me, Debs. I want you to say it with me. Do you promise you'll say it with me?
No.
Promise you'll say it with
me. Only if you say Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, I will say that, but there's more words that come after it.
Oh, let's hear it.
Super Bowl or bust is stupid. It's an absolutely absurd conversation to have in the month of July, or August for that matter, or September. That's the whole point. Is this is a media and fan thing that is totally tapped into our own frustrations and nothing else, and is not based in any reality whatsoever. Because if the 49ers are thinking Super Bowl or bust here in training camp, then they're already busted. They need to be thinking about winning week one. That's the hardest part. He's right. It's just a mental game. And I hope, like Steve Wilks, the Niners are built for this.
I can honestly say I'm built for this.
Because that's the game that you have to.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I hope sort of built for this. I hope.
The Niners have been to the NFC Championship game 4 of the last 5 years.
Dibs, they've got
it's
the best
Super
team.
Bowl or bust.
No, they've got the best team. Right. But you got to blend that with the journey. Like the Jets last year thought they had a playoff team, and then 4 plays happened, and then they didn't have a playoff team. Like you got.
Well, that's on the backup. He's got to be better than
Stafford.
If they had Sam Darnold, they would have been a playoff team.
And do you think if the Niners end up playing Josh Dobbs this year, they're a Super Bowl or bust? Is that how you feel?
I think Dobbs, he can get into the playoffs.
No, you don't. I like. That's what I'm getting at. Of course they've got the best roster. Of course we're all desperate. Of course we're freaked out at the idea of Brock Purdy getting an extension and still being ringless. I understand all of those emotions. But talking about a Super Bowl in July is banana land. It's completely a departure from the reality of the NFL, where every single play means your entire season could change on a dime. Every play. It is so hard. And that's why last year is so devastating. Steve Young said it directly to our faces at the event down in San Jose. I'm very sorry to report their best chance was last year, not this year. Because this year, you gotta start over and have 48 things go right to even have a shot to end up in the Super Bowl again, no matter how good you are on paper.
I think this year's chance is as good as last year's chance and as good as the year before. And they're in a Super Bowl window. So I'm sure that they're down there in Santa Clara today going through meetings and weigh-ins and getting their pads and where's my locker and all the rest of it. And they're thinking about the same thing that I'm talking about, which is the Super Bowl. And yes, you have to go out there and you have to stay healthy and get to week one Monday night at home at Levi's. And we'll be broadcasting down there right outside the park lot, and it's going to be great, and the fans will be hyped, and it's going to be the last game of week one, and their job is going to be focused on winning week one. But when you go into the season and you're a 49er player, you're absolutely thinking about the Super Bowl. Now, you're not thinking Super Bowl or bust because you're a pro player and you're thinking about your career, your health, and all the rest of it. But when you're in that locker room, if you're in Carolina, you're not thinking Super Bowl or bust.
No, that's their goal, but it's not something that I think you think about on a daily basis other than in sort of a whimsical dream sort of a way. It's everybody's dream to go win the last game.
I get that. And that if changes. You're there, you're, I mean, the one thing you're focusing on every day is getting better. And that's like, you know, pro athlete stuff. It's like, how can I get 1% better today with an eye toward that goal?
I realize what you're saying. I'm just saying that it's one of the, like, it's great for a hat. It's great for a t-shirt. It's great for a radio show. But your motto this year is not Super Bowl or bust. It's stay healthy, my friend. That's it. The Niners are going to be fine. There's no stopping this team unless they get hurt in key spots, just like what happened last year.
Well, unless they face Kansas City again in February.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know what their journey entails. They've got the same problem. It's football. And,
yeah.
And like it
they've
just
got
does
fewer problems. Oh. They got two in a row. Their only problem is legacy. Going down as the greatest team in the history of the league.
What they don't have is anxiety.
And pressure.
Right. They don't have the anxiety that the 49ers have because they've already gotten over the top. However, they do still remain the greatest rational example. If a 49er fan, if you want to, for a second, if we want to put the beer down and be rational for a second, how old is Kyle Shanahan? How old is
44,
he?
44, I would guess.
Let me look. Yeah, I was going to say. I think he's not even close.
Yeah, 44.
44 years old.
Yeah.
He is 44 years old, and people talk about him. I mean, is this guy ever going to win a Super Bowl? My gosh, it's just been forever. He's 44. He's 44. He's not been coaching for 80 years.
20.
He's not as a head coach.
Well, as he said today in his press conference, I've been doing this for 20 years.
But it
hit me, though, when I was like, damn, you've been doing this for 20 years?
You're right, but not really, because if you win
nobody's been in the game for 20 years.
If you win it as a quarterback's coach, nobody's giving you the credit. Most people don't even know who you are.
But you get the blame for being an offensive coordinator and blowing a big lead.
Apparently.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. He's 44 years old. And now, if you go out in the world and if you answer anything other than Andy Reid when someone says, who's the best coach in the NFL? If you answer anything other than Andy Reid, you're an awful person and a homer.
John Harbaugh.
But who is Andy Reid? He is exactly what everyone's got so much anxiety about. He is someone who had a really good roster and a bunch of chances and a trip to the Super Bowl. And all of that for year after year after year after year. And it was nothing but frustration. And then all of a sudden, poof, the greatest coach of all time. What happened? He got Mahomes. So that's all. Like, I don't really have a whole lot of concerns about Kyle getting there, but it's kind of crazy talk to whittle it all down to 1 year. The man's 44 years old and he's in his seventh year coaching as a head coach in the NFL. And his first set of years has been kind of wildly successful.
It's been pretty good.
Especially considering that I'd argue if you make it all about the quarterback, if that's what the NFL is mostly about, then as far as a starting point in training camp, this is his best quarterback year that he's ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, is Brock Purdy not better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
And he's healthy.
And he's healthy.
And he gets a full camp for the first time.
There you go.
All those things together.
Yes.
If he takes as long as Andy did to win a Super Bowl, Andy was 61. So you're going to deal with 17 more years of Shanahan, and that would mean that he ends up doing it in another place. Because Andy started at 41 in Philly, and he coached there until he was 54, and then went to Kansas City and... You know, it took him a little bit of time, and then now he's won three of the last five.
44 years old, man. He's 44 years old.
That was Andy's fourth year in Philly. They went 12-4. Andy had a good run in Philly, and then they went to the Super Bowl, and then...
He was fantastic, and they kicked him out.
Well, finally, because he kind of fell on tough times at the end.
Sure, because...
8-8, 4-12, and...
Was that post-McNabb?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he lost his quarterback.
That's right.
I mean, you know, again, I'm not diminishing coaching in the NFL. I think it's incredibly important. The really good ones show themselves. Andy Reid's a very good coach. John Harbaugh is a very good coach. Kyle Shanahan is a very good coach. There are a handful more that we can name. A lot of them are off the tree. I think McVay is a really good coach. I think LaFleur is a really good coach. I think you can see the guys, and we'll see about Jim Harbaugh coming back into the fold. I expect the Chargers to be better this year, even though they're in a hell of a division. But you can see who the good coaches are. But Again, this is not me relieve. There's no way to relieve any of the pressure of San Francisco 49er football this year. I said this earlier in the week. I think every one of their games this year is just an event on its own. I don't care if they're playing the Cardinals. It's a stop what you're doing national event when this team takes the field right now. There's that much attention on them. And that brings with it all the stuff we talk about. Pressure and anxiety and laughter and pointing when it doesn't go well from others. All of that stuff is there. There's no way to remove that. But this idea of boiling down his career to the next 6 months is crazy. It's crazy that football doesn't work that way.
No, Kyle's career is fine. Kyle's career is intact. But I do look at the roster and think about what the future holds. Whether they win or not, the roster is going to look different next year, as it does every single year. And for the Brandon Ayuk question, it becomes even more compelling if he doesn't sign his contract. And I don't know if there's a contract that'll be in front of him. According to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, there haven't been substantive talks since May. And now here we are in July. And I can't imagine that those talks would then ramp up. And I'm just thinking about what Steiny pointed out earlier and what I heard from John Lynch talking about, well, you know, the fifth-year option is something that we all kind of agreed on contractually, where you get drafted in the first round, and as a player, you have a fifth-year option that the team can exercise, and then really you play on that fifth-year option. It doesn't mean that any NFL team has a duty or an obligation to extend you. If you're good, it doesn't mean we have to extend you before your fifth year.
Let's hear some more from John Lynch.
Let's do it.
Since you referenced
it.
Our buddy Larry Kruger asked him this one. Last year he said Nick Bosa would not be traded. Are you willing to say the exact same thing about Brandon Ayuk?
John, last year you gave us an absolute that Bosa would not be traded. Would you make that same statement about Brandon?
Well, Kyle and I always, you know, we kind of, I did say that with Bosa, and I felt that way. But, you know, I think, again, no absolutes there. We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
All I caught there was no.
I caught there was like, damn it, Larry.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question, and the answer is no. No, I will not promise you that Brandon Ayuk will not be traded.
Exactly. And, you know, it's different when you're talking about Nick, who is one of, maybe he's not one of one, but he's one of five or six true game-wrecking edge rusher guys.
Yeah.
And so Brandon Ayuk is really, really good. He's one of the best receivers in the game, but he's more replaceable than Nick Bosa is, for sure.
We have great energy.
Thank you.
Has this Ayuk negotiation been the hardest of all of these offseason negotiations during this era?
This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first-round pick. And, you know, that's been out there. But we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. That's you know, what I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think there's, oh, all right, this thing's done tomorrow, it's not. So you just keep going. You stay in communication. And, you know, you understand that it's a business. I've been in their shoes. I know where they're at. I know the challenges. I take a lot of pride in having things done so that our team can focus on the job at hand. And it hurts me when that's not always done at this time of year. So I understand that. But again, I think we're in a fortress. We've got a lot of talented players, and we've rewarded a lot. So it does become more challenging in time when you've rewarded so many players. So, that's also why this is a very good team that has such high expectations.
That was my, right there at the end, that's my number one takeaway of listening to John Lynch. And we'll continue to play a lot of this throughout the show today so that you guys can all feel like you were there. But my number one takeaway was John Lynch continued, because they've got that reputation. Oh, the Niners, they're drafted players, they take care of them for a second deal, right? He kept saying, like, we've got so many good players, and we have taken care of them. So at a certain point, that makes it hard. Makes it hard to keep doing it. And so I sort of took from that, well, it feels like that point would be now. Like, we've reached that point where maybe they've taken care of so many guys that they can't take care of the next one.
Right, especially as the dynamics he talked about earlier in the answer. There have been a lot of dynamics. I won't get into them. And part of the dynamics have been the exploding wide receiver market. So Brandon Ayuk's value, just based on the comps that were signed around the league, they went up. So all the dynamics, and whether it was TikTok or a trade request or just the other deals that got signed, there were a lot of dynamics that made this deal more difficult than others.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Sure, there'll be more from John Lynch. There'll be more from Kyle Shanahan. More from us. More from you. 888-957-9570. But coming up next around the bend, TJ Houshmandzadeh, former receiving great in the league, who also happens to be Brandon Ayuk's personal coach. He joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.